Top stories. AI plus ML. Google DeepMind rises above the AI scrum with Genome Atlas. See, AI can be used for good, or at the very least, a useful distraction from the bad. AI and ML. Amazon ropes Qualcomm into something AI, networking chips. Multi-generation chip collab is more buzzwords than compute. On-prem. AMD's Threadripper Halo is a local AI workstation for researchers with deep pockets. AI workstation promises to put up to 576 GB of HBM3E and 16 TBS of memory bandwidth on your desk. AI and ML. Hugging Face is too important to fall into NVIDIA's hands. $12.9 billion deal will inevitably cement NVIDIA's market dominance and harm competition in the process. Regulators should take note. AI and ML. Zucks Muse to spark joy with open weights release soon. While you wait, Meta says it's taught the model to stop wasting tokens and ask for help a bit more often. InfoSec. Security. Russians are posing as signal support to launch phishing attacks. Plus, US takes down Iranian propaganda sites, marketing company asks, why do we have your information? And more. Security. Microsoft patches failed to fix on-prem SharePoint, which is now under zero-day attack. Plus, China upgrades smartphone surveillance tools, Ring eases anti-snooping stance, and more. Black Hat and DEF CON. DEF CON Franklin Project enlists hackers to harden critical infrastructure. Voting village reports have been so successful, says Jeff Moss, that the whole of DEF CON will now be included. Security. EQT buys majority share in Swiss cybersecurity Biz Acronis. When at equivalent of 3.5B plus valuation for entire firm, though portions sold not specified. Malware month. 10 years since the first corp ransomware, Mikko Hyppönen sees no end in sight. On the plus side, InfoSec's a good bet for a long, stable career. FOSS. Switzerland tests a FOSS escape route from Microsoft 365. Swiss Army sticks a knife in American cloud apps with its own FOSS push. Feel peak Windows was 7. You might like Qmin or Linux. Debian and XFCE, solid, sensible choices, with a pretty skin. Canonical shuttering some of its legacy chat channels. The Ubuntu pastebin went in June. IRC gets demoted next. Audacity audio editing app no longer looks like it's from the early 2000s. The FOSS tool for audio editing has a fresh coat of paint and new features to boot. Haiku OS rises, beta 6 sales open web virtual wins fly fast. A real alternative to running some kind of FOSS Unix clone. Offshoots of canceled Truna's core, upgrade to FreeBSD 15. Exeunt Zvault stage right, enter free core and BSD NAS.